When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure that's in the...
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Non-earning spouse's name. They get the bank interest. They can even, if they're not a taxpayer, register to get it gross. That helps the cash flow. You know, it's a relatively small amount, but of course what you're trying to do is take action to use that personal allowance, which of course has gone up this year to £8,105. Why not do your best to make sure both halves of the couple are actually getting the best they can out of it.
And getting the compounding effect of interest at a lower tax rate, or as you point out, possibly no tax at all.
Indeed.
Which is the argument for starting your ISA on the 6th of April, not on the 5th of April at the very end of the tax year.
Again, get it done. Of course, you're getting into things where you're wanting to put money aside. ISA, pension contributions, maybe going bigger enterprise investment schemes like that. So really my New Year's resolution that I'd recommend is, you know, at the beginning of the year, think through what you're going to have available to invest, where you want to invest. Just think a bit about your investment strategy rather than, as you've alluded,